Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely brilliant, the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative tools we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website for the Liberty Roundtable talk show. LibertyNewsRadio.com, our website for the round-the-clock, incredible talk show host lineup. Liberty News Radio. If you believe in what we're doing, donate today. It is the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We run on a shoestring, folks. With pennies, we take on the mainstream press like never before. We don't want your money to fund our families, folks. We're not begging for your money, okay? I support my family. Kurt supports his family. However, and by the way, we've been accused of begging for your money just because we ask for donations and support. How dishonest and immoral is that, huh? However, we support our own families. We have day jobs. But what we really want is you to help us grow our presence in the media. And it's a simple, you know, reality check. If we provide value to you, right? If we bring talk show hosts around the clock, for example, if we provide value in the news stories we bring, the commentary we bring, if you believe that we're providing an education, providing entertainment, whatever you want to call it, providing value to you, then reciprocate, please. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. All right? Your support would be greatly appreciated. All right, let's start with a recap of yesterday's show. We covered a lot of ground with our buddy Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. We talked about yesterday was September 17th, Constitution Day, and I've articulated that it's even more important to me than the 4th of July. Sure, it's great to declare our independence. I think that's a wonderful thing. No doubt it was a landmark, pivotal decision. I get it. But to maintain freedom, to embrace the document, in my opinion, one of the greatest documents ever written by man, I believe personally inspired by the Almighty. That document is what preserves freedom. It's one thing to declare your independence, but you can lose it again, right? The most important thing is to maintain it, to keep it. The founding father said you have a republic if you can keep it. Amen to that. Hillary Clinton, a lady, tried to run for president and failed. I guess she ran for president, tried to be president and failed. She literally wrote an op-ed piece talking about how our democracy is in jeopardy. I mean, imagine a lady like that, so clueless. Serving in government over and over and over, being involved, and she thinks we have a democracy? We have a republic, ladies and gentlemen. Understand the truth and realize that, you know what, Constitution Day is the day that we celebrate the supreme law of the land, the document that preserves freedom, that creates a delicate check and balance system to preserve the proper role of limited constitutional government and make sure that no one gains too much power. And when we embrace that document, those principles embodied therein, we have a blessed free country. When we ignore that document, we move closer and closer and closer to a democracy, to a tyranny, to an anarchy, to a Confucius state of abuse and force. So we talked about an incredible article about George Bancroft, and it was a plea for the Constitution, talking about how incredible the document was, what it accomplished, what the threats to it were, etc. Just great work, by the way. At the core of it was money. Good money must have an intrinsic value. And he reminds us that our federal Constitution was designed to end forever. Did you hear me? Forever? The emission of fake money and bills of credit is legal tender and payments of debt, right? That was supposed to be ended. That's for the individual, the states, and the United States. Bancroft cites the framers as his witnesses, that it was their deliberate and unalterable purpose to withhold from the federal government the ability, the power, to admit a promise to be legal tender. In other words, a promise of money, not real money, but a promise of money is legal tender. See, he literally doubles down against fiat currency. All right, we talked about the annual monetary summit at UPMA.org, the United Precious Metals Association. And we talked about how UPMA has partnered with a cryptographer leader who created a new cryptocurrency that literally uses constitutional currency, gold and silver, as its backing. So the value, the intrinsic value, is constitutional currency, gold and silver. The medium of exchange is this new, quote, cryptocurrency called Quintric, Quintric.com, by the way, if you want to learn more about it. All right, important stuff. We need to audit the Fed, ladies and gentlemen. Call your senator, call your congressman, call Mitch McConnell, and say we've got an opportunity of a lifetime. Let's double down and get it done. We need your help. We talked about this Memorial Day, Holodomor Memorial Day, and we talked about how important it is to not lose sight of what happened in history. What a horrible event perpetrated by Stalin, literally an intentional, forced, man-made famine back in, 1932, 33 time frame. Many, many, many people died. What a sad tale to tell. What a tragic situation. Let's remember it and never repeat it is the point. We talked in the second hour about Christine Blasey Ford. Accuser goes public against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We talked about the pussy hat trademark. They say it's a symbol of support and solidarity for women's rights and, quote, political resistance. Uh-huh. Sounds to me like it's a perverted attempt to demean women. Embraced by women. They've all been deceived. They ought to be taught that they're daughters of God, that they have infinite value. That's what they ought to be taught, right? Their heritage is godly. He is their father. We'll get to that in a minute. But they're destroying Christianity and Christian values everywhere. By the way, women and men are of God and are of infinite worth. All right, an armed teen demands sex from a woman. Had to flee when a concealed weapons permit holder intervenes. That's what you do. You bring out the rape me not and you stop crime in progress, huh? Good work, folks. The woman was seriously thankful for the gun-toting American. Good Samaritan, if you will. Maybe we ought to just call guns Good Samaritans. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We covered a lot of ground. Great radio, by the way. If you want to listen to it, it is still free and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. By the way, did I tell you, this half hour is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Incredible gifts for Christmas, birthdays, Thanksgiving. I'm telling you right now, put it on your table today. People will dig it. Raw Honey. Call Kurt to learn more, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Just reach out and say, Kurt, I'd love to learn more about and get raw honey delivered to my table, please. And he'll take great care of you. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Our buddy Larry Klayman at Judicial Watch put it best, Kurt. I couldn't say it better than he did. He says this, Kavanaugh's chances are now 50-50, given cowardly Republicans. You want to respond to that?
Respond to cowardly Republicans.
Well, respond to Larry Klayman's statement that Judge Kavanaugh's chances are 50-50 because of cowardly Republicans. Yeah.
Yeah, cowardly Republicans is nothing new, at least. But it goes to the whole point of, hey, what is a Republican? What, I mean, is it really somebody who follows the platform of the Republican Party? Is it, or is it an insider that basically just follows the lockstep of, you know, the the contributors, those boys behind the scenes, like in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, that control things back in the back rooms. And that's what Washington is infiltrated with. You know, they call them swamp monsters, a lot of different things like that. But that's what's really going on. Larry Klayman, you know, the reason he's on the outs with those boys in the swamp, if you will, is he says it like it is, Sam.
Yeah, and I, you know, the problem a little bit that I have with Larry Klayman's statement is that we, you know, we talk about this partisan politics every time we say shame on the Republicans. Okay, well, double shame on the Democrats. What I mean is that always ends up in just a feud kind of between the two. And it's kind of like, well, if you're not on one side, you're on the other. And I'm kind of on neither side. I think that Republicans and Democrats are doubling down in dishonesty here. No,
yeah,
I don't
everybody
know.
That's ticked off about the swamp ought to be on board about just eliminating the complete party system.
I agree with that.
And then they could really jump onto something that everybody could agree with.
But my problem is whether you believe that Kavanaugh's guilty and that this woman really is right in her accusations, or whether you believe that, oh, we just got to appease these Democrats. Either way, where do we go when we literally let the whole dialogue change based on allegations? Let's talk about it. Sam and Kurt in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use on your radio. Listen to the wind
blow. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the bottom line is the Republicans are just saying, oh, Democrats, you waited too long to bring this up. You're not being fair. Nevertheless, they literally put on hold Kavanaugh's vote, or whatever you want to say, the vote to confirm Kavanaugh. And now they're going to have a hearing, and I guess they're going to hear from Kavanaugh and hear from the accuser, Kurt. But my problem is these allegations just change the narrative, and the Republicans are mad at the Democrats for waiting too long to bring this up and suggesting that it's political. But then they go right ahead and kowtow to the ones that brought it up, you know, I would say too late. Why didn't this come out earlier? She's been making these allegations since 2012, but it supposedly happened back in like 82. The girl was supposedly 15 years old. She can't even really remember the year that it occurred, Kurt. But no doubt she could take a polygraph test and, hey, what she's saying is truthful. But I kind of question if it was Kavanaugh for sure or somebody else. She seems double down positive of who it is, but she can't remember the year that it happened. She was silent on it from 15 years old till 2012. So, you know, 25 years later, she brings it up. At some point, Kurt, I don't mean to dismiss her concerns, but I'm just saying to bring this up now. Now, let's double down and say that it is true just for one second. What if it is true, Kurt? What if, you know what, she went to a party and he was at a party when they were in high school and he wanted to kiss a girl and he's a goofy teenager and he doesn't go about it right and whatever. She takes this to a level that she thought that he might kill her. Okay, is that really accurate? I mean, at some point, so things just aren't making sense with her story. She says there was four boys there and her, but only two boys were involved in the, you know, whoever got it mixed up, the news organizations or whatever. But how many girls were there? Who were there? Okay, so there's too many questions left out that nobody's asking. Do you really have a party with four boys and one girl? Or maybe there's two girls there. Where's the girl? Okay, the two boys that were there that weren't in the room are left out of it, but the two boys that were there deny it. She says it's true. It's his word against her word. I don't know that we're ever going to find it out. But are we just going to literally let this be the narrative? At what point can these allegations just hold court, if you will? In other words, get such credence that instantly they're believed to the point where, well, there you go. Now, they say that they can't replace Kavanaugh with another nominee. Because if they do it, they won't get it done in time for the court now, Kurt. Remember, I back there said, you know what? I really think we should switch to Lee while we have the chance. Otherwise, it'll be too late. Now the Republicans have wasted all their efforts on this. But again, from Judge Roy Moore, it's fascinating. Where's Judge Roy Moore standing up for Kavanaugh? Not that I even agree with Kavanaugh. I don't think he's the guy to be the judge. Nevertheless, if these allegations stick against Roy Moore, and it's successful to shut him down. Now, Kavanaugh's successful to shut him down. There'll be no end to this, Kurt. Any other thoughts on this?
Well, I agree. And, you know, like I was looking at a piece from WorldNet Daily on this, you know, and they do in-depth reporting and try to at least, you know, they talk about the notes that say four boys were involved and, then they talk about that being a discrepancy that the lady says was an error on the therapist's part.
Right. And what I mean is the therapist, but then perpetuated and covered in the media, though.
Yeah, right. That's right. And she said there were four boys at the party, but only two in the room. Notes from an individual therapy session the following year when she was being treated for what she says have been long-term effects of the incident show Ford described a rape attempt in her late teens. In an interview, her husband, Russell Ford, said that the 2012 sessions, so 6 years ago, she recounted being trapped in a room with two drunken boys, one of whom pinned her to a bed, molested her, and prevented her from screaming. He said he recalled that his wife used Kavanaugh's last name and voiced concern that Kavanaugh, then a federal judge, might one day be nominated to the Supreme Court.
Now, let me just stop you there, too. Really, yeah. You're in a therapy session, and you're going to be going, yeah, this guy might be nominated to the Supreme Court? See, this is what makes That's me not amazing. Believe the story. How would you even go there and think that? I didn't even know who Kavanaugh was. Now, even if you knew him, though, how would you go, oh, he'd probably be nominated to the Supreme Court coming up? See, it's those weird things that just make me go, you know what? It's kind of like on Barack Obama's birth certificate, how it said African-American. They didn't even use that term back then, folks. Okay, how would this lady and the therapist and the husband be like, hey, this guy might be nominated to the Supreme Court sometime? Okay, I'm just telling you, this story isn't true.
Yeah,
it's those
details
that make me really question it.
That's right. And I don't think the stories about Judge Roy Moore were true either, Sam.
I agree.
What you got is when you have a complicit media that basically runs with things like this and this kind of story kind of stuff, you know, it's damning. It really is. And
The other thing that's interesting to me is that they all of a sudden say, hey, she can take a polygraph, or she already took a polygraph test. Oh, yeah? Who administered it to her? How would she all of a sudden already take one? So we're going to create this package deal, and now you can't challenge any of the details of it. All I'm saying is I don't trust that either, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have her take a third-party polygraph test by the same third-party group that gives Kavanaugh his test, if we're going to do that. I just don't trust it. I'm convinced there's a problem here. Here's the next question. How come Kathleen Willey and all these other, you know, Jennifer Flowers and all these other women are not to be believed? Now, you could say, well, Sam, back then we didn't really realize how serious this was. Thank heavens things have changed. Now we believe people. Good. Are we going to bring back up the Bill Clinton story, and are we going to believe these women now?
That's exactly right. And make sure that, hey, all things get cleaned up. You know, but there's no talk about that, you know, and of course, that would really change the narrative, wouldn't it?
Well, the other question is, how come some people are to be believed and other people, and if you don't believe them, then, I mean, you're off the charts disrespectful, but other people aren't to be believed. How does that work? Right? I mean, it just doesn't add up. But there you go. I guess Kavanaugh's chance is 50-50. And I don't really care about that because I don't think Kavanaugh's the best guy to be the judge anyway. The problem is now Republicans have lost so much political capital. If they don't get this guy through now, Kurt, they're going to really struggle. And if they pay in November, then they might never get their guy through again. They've lost and squandered a massive chance. I don't know what altar to place it on. The Republican Congress that's paralyzed and got nothing done? On the Donald Trump for getting a lot done but being so controversial that you can't touch half of what he does with a 10-foot pole. To the Democrats having so much clout because they know how to politically spin stuff and get the media on board to carry out a hit agenda via the court of public opinion based on dishonest fake news. I mean, I'm not sure where it starts. But I know this, the Republicans have squandered what they had. They'll never get a majority again like this in our lifetime, never. And so our hopes to bring it back, Kurt, the pendulum has swung our way a little bit. That Donald's done a lot of good things, I agree, but it's going to swing the other way with deadly results, in my humble opinion. We're never going to be able to challenge, for example, Roe versus Wade again like we could now. Right?
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, what happens with the votes and, the, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, we, at least I thought in the early, you know, kind of outing before the last presidential campaign or during the campaign that it looked like it was a slam dunk for Hillary. And then the more I studied things, the more I thought, hey, Trump's going to run away with this thing, the president. And he did. And if the people that supported him last time will, here's the big part, many of them will hold their nose and vote for so-called Republicans, then that won't happen. The problem is so many of those so-called Republicans give so little reason for people to support them simply because of what you talked about. There's so little that really gets done. You know, they vote over and over to get rid of Obamacare, and then when they got a chance, it's like, oh, never mind. They vote, you know, and say they're against, you know, all these other things, but then when they really got a chance to do it, you know, they're just AWOL. And so that's where we are, Sam.
You're spot on. By the way, Sam and Kurt sound off on the Judge Kavanaugh late hit. Patrick J. Buchanan writes an article about the dirt balls as well. Kurt will break that down for you in just seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news that networks refuse to use. Talk station. Is it all about money?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Dirtball, the latest hit on Judge Kavanaugh. Patrick J. Buchanan writes the piece, Kurt. I think he's spot on.
Yeah, he's well, it's pretty detailed in this piece, and you know, he's got a lot of history behind him as well. Pat Buchanan, if you're not aware of him, ladies and gentlemen, is a former presidential candidate. He's been involved in a number of campaigns, even ran for president on a party besides the Republican Party. So he's pretty aware of things, and he says, upon the memory and truthfulness of Christine Blasey Ford hangs the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. His reputation and possibly his career on the nation's second highest court, she says, or he says, and much more. If Kavanaugh is voted down or forced to withdraw, the Republican Party, and he says, conservative movement could lose their last best hope for recapturing the high court for constitutionalism. He says, no new, like you said, no new nominee could be vetted and approved in 6 weeks, and the November election could bring in a Democratic Senate. And in, now here's where I don't know what this word is, but he says, an insuperable obstacle to the elevation of a new strict constructionist like Kavanaugh.
All right, now you look, you can check out that word. I'll just tell you this. I think that you could find vet and pass another guy in place of Kavanaugh in less than 6 weeks.
Well, especially if they didn't like how quick the Congress can approve a
spending bill,
wage increase for them.
Yeah, or a wage. Good point.
I mean,
and so I don't. What they do is they want you to believe it can't be done. Now I don't think it would be done, right? I think Patrick Buchanan's right on that, and I think they're saying that they couldn't. But look, they could literally say, "Listen, Donald could wake up tomorrow. He could tweet, 'I've decided that we're going to yank Kavanaugh. We're going to pop Mike Lee, or we're going to put Roy Moore there.'" And you know what? Yeah. Roy Moore's already been through this beating. He's got several lawsuits over this. We shut him down last time. We're not doing it this time. And if the Republicans jumped together in solidarity, Kurt, you could literally make this happen in a day.
That's a big if. That's
it's a big if, but it is possible, you know, is the point. And to believe it's not possible is part of the lie they continue to make. It's kind of like your third-party guy just can't win, Kurt. Never vote for him because they'll never win. But remember that the Republicans used to be the third party, Kurt. So they're lying to you. And that's my point is that we can't accept this politics as usual idea. Well, it's never been done before, therefore it can't be done. Or, oh, well, that's a big if. Well, you're right on all that. But we can't, if we're going to change the game, we can't just stick with all the old becauses or whatever you want to say. It is, oh, well, it's just that way because it is, Sam.
Yeah.
Well, is it really? I don't think so. So I get his point. But I also want to challenge that point a little bit, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he outlines, he says, besides saying the stakes are thus historic and huge, you know, for anybody who's unaware of the, you know, situation, he puts it in, you know, just a few paragraphs. He says, "What's Professor Ford's case against Judge Kavanaugh?" He says, "When she was 15 in the summer of 82, she went to a beer party with four boys in Montgomery County, Maryland, in a home where the parents were away. She says she was dragged into a bedroom by Brett Kavanaugh, a 17-year-old at Georgetown Prep who jumped her, groped her, tried to tear off her clothes, and cupped her mouth with his hand to stop her screams. Only when Kavanaugh's friend Mark Judge, laughing maniacally, piled on and they all tumbled off the bed did she escape and lock herself in a bathroom as the stumbling drunks went downstairs. She fled the house."
Now let me stop you there for a minute.
Told,
so do you really think the guy that was set to guard while this happens is going to just jump there, bust it up, and they're going to let her escape? If they really were intending on killing her, like she said, you know, "Brett, I was afraid he was going to kill me." Right?
Yeah.
Okay, if that was true, you think they'd really just laughingly then tumble off the bed and she could just escape? Or do you think if there was nobody there, they could get her and force her back? And or do you think that guy would really just bust up the thing and laugh on the ground and like, just kidding, if it was really as serious? So she can't have it both ways. You can't say he was going to kill me, but they jumped on the bed and they all laughed and then I escaped. At some point, the narrative falls apart, Kurt. It didn't happen that way. It's kind of like the girl that talked about Roy Moore. Oh, he was just crazy. He was going to kill me if I didn't, you know, if he didn't force himself on me. But by golly, I just happened to open the door and tumble out of the car, and I just left.
Yep.
Okay, what I mean is they're either intent on this, as they claim, or they're not, as they claim. But it can't be both ways. I don't buy it, Kurt.
Yeah, and then he says, "She fled the house and told no one of the alleged rape attempt. Not until 30 years later, in 2012, did she..."
Fine, when she fled the house, how did she get home? Who did she call? What did she do? Yeah. Where did she go? Okay, all these things matter. Did they really just let her flee the house? Did Brett Kavanaugh really sit there laughing down the stairs while she ran away and freaked out for the rest of her life? See, I just don't buy all this, Kurt.
Yep, she says, Buchanan continues, he says, "She says she named Kavanaugh as her assailant, but the therapist's notes of the session make no mention of Kavanaugh. During the assault, says Ford, she was traumatized. I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Here the story grows vague," Pat Buchanan says. "She does not remember who drove her to the party. She does not say how much she drank. She does not remember whose house it was. She does not recall who, if anyone, drove her home. She does not recall what day it was. She did not tell her parents," Ford says, "as she did not want them to know she had been drinking. She did not tell any friend or family member this traumatic event that has so adversely affected her life." Said Kavanaugh in response, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time. Mark Judge says it never happened. Given the seriousness of the charges," Pat Buchanan continues, Ford must be heard out, but she also needs to be cross-examined and have her story and character probed, as Kavanaugh's has been by FBI investigators. As an attorney for the Kinstar impeachment investigation of Bill Clinton, a White House aide to George Bush, a U.S. appellate judge, and a Supreme Court nominee, during the many investigations of Kavanaugh's background, nothing was unearthed to suggest something like this was in character. Some 65 women who grew up in the Chevy Chase and Bethesda area and knew Kavanaugh in his high school days have come out and spoken highly of his treatment of girls and women. Moreover,
by the way, a similar thing happened to Roy Moore.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I'm saying, to see a pattern here, here's the problem, in my opinion, Kurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he who owns the media makes the rules one more time.
Good point. Yeah.
All right, because look, what if we had enough media, Kurt? Would this be allowed to stand?
I don't think so.
I think we would just simply say, listen, if she has these allegations, the political timing of this is unacceptable. And let's even double down and say, what if it did happen, Kurt? No, really, what if it did happen? Let's just, for one second, say that it did happen. I don't agree with that at all, but let's just say that it did. Does that mean that he could never be a judge and never sit on the Supreme Court? Is that what that means? Because you got a president in the White House that literally, as an adult, is talking about grabbing women by the body parts.
Yep.
Literally and talking about force kissing them against
Bill
their
Clinton.
Will.
You know, et cetera. If we're really, you know, going to talk about all those, I mean, you got Kennedy, I mean, going down the list.
What about Hillary right now? There's all kinds of people about Hillary that say that she's involved.
Yeah.
They say that, you know what? Chelsea Clinton isn't even really Bill's daughter.
Yep.
They got a guy saying, I'm Bill's son. I'm Bill's black son. Him and a black hooker got hooked up, and I'm here, and I want the truth, and I want a DNA test. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Are we really going to... We don't even know who the father or mother of Barack Obama are, Kurt. We assume Ann Dunham's the mother because that's what we've been told. But how do we even know that? Because they say so? Okay, and now what they'd say is, oh, Sam, you're just involved in a conspiracy theory. Well, what about this conspiracy theory against Roy Moore and Judge Kavanaugh?
Yep.
I don't see facts here. But even if it did happen, I'm not saying it's good or acceptable. But I'm telling you right now... Teenagers oftentimes will.
And one other thing that I'd like to throw in here, Sam.
I'm not defending the behavior.
The alcohol gets a pass just like it always does in so many instances. You know, and you look at almost every tragic situation, you're going to have that as part of it. And yet we just continue to say, oh, we just got to know when to say when. And,
well, that's right. It's a great point.
And
I'm not defending teenagers doing this to one another. It should never happen. But what should never happen is a bunch of kids being alone in a house, alcohol being there, parents not knowing where their kids are. Okay, all these things shouldn't be happening either. Now, if this was done, I'm not defending it, but I am saying how many times would someone say, well, you know, he kissed me. He shouldn't have. He forced me or he... You know, where do you get this situation where regret happens for people and they change their mind? You know what, it was okay last night, but now I'm not feeling good about it. You shouldn't have done that. I felt pressured. I'm not defending it, but I'm saying there become some very blurry lines here. What do we do about this? Could he never be a judge if it did happen? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about this incredible Pat Buchanan piece. Dirtball, the late hit on Judge Kavanaugh. Patrick J. Buchanan, Kurt.
Yeah, and because of his, I think he's close to 80 years old, and his close association with a number of presidential campaigns. He's got a lot to add here, I believe. And he says, what is being done here stinks. It is a transparently late hit, a kill shot to assassinate a nominee who before the weekend was all but certain to be confirmed and whose elevation to the Supreme Court is a result of victories in free elections by President Trump and the Republican Party. Palpable here is the desperation of the left to derail Kavanaugh, lest his elevation to the high court imperil their agenda and the social revolution that the Warren Court and its progeny have been able to impose upon the nation. If Kavanaugh is elevated, the judicial dictatorship of decades past, and then he tells about some of that. He says a new era will have begun. That is what is at stake. Now, in his last sentence, basically, or two sentences, he says, "Here's what should happen." He says a Republican Senate should continue with its calendar to confirm Kavanaugh before October 1 while giving Ford some way to be heard, and then Kavanaugh the right to refute. Then let the senators decide.
All right. It's very good. There's a couple other columns I want to get to really quick. Well, there's another column I want to get to really quick, and then I got a final point to make about this, Kurt.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I don't do, and we don't do on this program, is we don't talk about problems without solutions. And I pointed to one solution that the media needs to really, we need to get control of the media here. Because I don't believe this hit could have been done by these dirtballs without the media carrying the ball for them big time. So that's one point that we've made towards solutions. We've got to take back the media, folks. But Dennis Prager had a piece on this. Let's talk about that quickly, and then I got a summarized view of what I believe a solution could really be to this if we were genuine, open, and honest, Kurt.
No, that's right. Dennis Prager, writing for WorldNet Daily, as well, his headline, "Ignored Charges Against Judge Kavanaugh." And he says, "It's almost impossible to overstate the damage done to America's moral compass by taking the charges leveled against Judge Brett Kavanaugh seriously." He says, "It undermines foundational moral principles of any decent society." He says those who claim the charges against Judge Kavanaugh by this lady are important and worth investigating, and that they ultimately, if believed, invalidate his candidacy for the U.S. Supreme Court are stating that, quote, "A, what a middle-aged adult did in high school is all we need to know to elevate an individual's character, even when his entire adult life to evaluate an individual's character, even when his entire adult life has been impeccable. B, no matter how good and moral a life one has led for 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 50 years, it is nullified by a sin committed as a teenager. No decent or rational society has ever believed such nihilistic nonsense. So he's sitting on
Yeah, he's spot on, and he leads into exactly what I want to say about this, Kurt, and that is this. I mentioned, what if Judge Kavanaugh really did this? Now, in our current society, where there is no opportunity for repentance, and there is no opportunity for forgiveness, in other words, two principles that really come from God, right? This idea of repentance and forgiveness. These are very biblical Christian principles from our Father in heaven, Kurt. As a way to, you know what, we're not perfect, but there's a way to overcome imperfections. There's a way to make things right. There's a way, but it relies on the Savior Jesus Christ and his atonement, Kurt. This repentance and forgiveness idea. The Savior Jesus Christ on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay, he frankly forgave them. And this idea that people could repent, that we can say, you know what, I can't fix what I did, but I can do my very best to make it right. And there's a process you can go through to make the best you can up for the mistake that you've made. All right. Well, I bring all this up because, Kurt, let's say we had a society that was based on these biblical, godly principles. And let's say that it was known that you could repent and forgive. And let's say this girl felt scared and that she didn't bring it up, just like she says, and that it really happened. And now she's bringing it up because she wants to get this, you know, so that it doesn't continue to plague her soul. And let's say Brett's feeling horrible about it, too. He admits he knows that it's true. I'm not saying this is fact. I'm just giving you an example. He knows that it's true and he shouldn't have done it. And he feels horrible and he's wanted to deal with it and apologize to her, but he just hasn't had the courage or whatever. It would ruin his career. So he's scared to. What if she said, you know, this happened? And what if he came back and said, you know what? You're so right. I am so sorry. Could we create a forgiveness situation for the Me Too folks where people could truly repent, where people could truly change? You know, where Brett could say, listen, I've had, you know, 35, 40 years. This has never happened again. I feel so horrible. Could we create a situation where Judge Kavanaugh could repent and could be forgiven if this did happen? Or is that not a possibility in our society? And so I think we prevent a lot of people from being able to change and come to Christ and actually repent and forgive. And this girl might be able to deal with this, this woman, if it was really true, if she had a blatant public, I am so sorry, apology. I've been repenting for this my whole life. I feel remorse for what I've done wrong. I've done everything I can to make this right, and this is the last step to apologize. What I can't do is forgive myself for this, he could say. And I, you know what? Need to turn to God so that I can, over time, learn to forgive myself. And I think that if we went through this process of repentance and forgiveness, otherwise, you know what? You can never live it down. What if a girl does that to a boy? You know, oftentimes girls at that age get a little crazy and wonder what it's like to kiss a boy or whatever else, and the boy sits there stunned because the girl's, you know, going to town kissing him, and he's sitting there going, what do I do? You know, so feelings, little kids sometimes, you know, touch each other or kiss or whatever too. Now, I'm not defending it, but I'm saying, what do you do? Could somebody ever overcome those kinds of things? And in our society, Kurt, the answer is sadly no. Is there a way forward if it happened is the point? Or will it be just the complete destruction of Kavanaugh, never to see public life again? Destroy his family. You know, ruin the confidence of his children, all on this altar of never forgiving and never the ability to right one's wrongs. Think about a world where that's the case. And that's the world I think we live in due to the court of public opinion, due to the media, and due to the Me Too movements and some of these things. Okay. Now, I get where you would say, well, hey, Bill Clinton and Weinstein or some of these guys are serial abusers. I get it. We need to be harsh with those people. But what about a Kavanaugh or maybe even a Roy Moore? Both of these, it happened when they were a long, 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 long time ago. I don't know if it happened or not. I don't believe that it happened personally. However, if it did, is there a possible way forward without it just destroying everything for someone? And I submit to you that the way forward, the solution to this, Kurt, is these Christian principles of repentance and forgiveness. And what can Judge Kavanaugh repent? Can this woman forgive him if it's even true? Let's say that it's not true. Can this lady admit that she lied and have a chance to repent? And can Judge Kavanaugh forgive her for her politically driven allegation? Let's turn the tables for a second. I think that we need to really discuss openly and embrace these Christian principles that, in my opinion, are at the heart of real solutions, Kurt. Otherwise, there is no way forward. There's nothing but destruction for everybody. Hate, division, destruction. Okay, that's exactly what Satan wants. I submit to you that we double down on these principles and we say, look, is there a chance for people to repent? If the girls making allegations against Bill Clinton are lies, they should repent and maybe Bill could forgive them. Or if it's true, Bill should repent and they might be able to eventually forgive him. Now, I'm not at all dismissing these horrible, horrible acts, Kurt, in any way. But I am saying if you believe in Jesus Christ and the atonement, at some point there's got to be a way to go forward with healing. There has got to be a way. And I submit to you that we ought to turn to the master healer. What do you think, Kurt? Am I just crazy?
Well, Sam, I mean, you know, this is going into an area that you can't include. And
I just did.
Dennis Prager brought it up, but you can't include this in today's narrative. I mean, you know, if you include the Ten Commandments, if you include God, you include the repentance. I mean, those different things. It's just like, oh, you're out of the picture. But and so, you know, that's the sad part of it.
I'll bring this up as a teaser at the end of this hour, and we'll talk about it next hour. There's a bishop of the Church of England now, a female bishop. Christians urge not to call God a he. Joe Kovacs writes the piece for WorldNet Daily. Christian urge not to call God a he. A female bishop wants believers to be mindful of our language, writes Joe Kovacs. I want to get into that next hour because I think this relates here. You know, Kurt, in our society, he's are predators. You know that, right? He's are yes. predators and she's are victims. And you know what? The he and she language has got to go away. That's the agenda of the world. That I simply submit to you that thumbs its nose at God. That literally just rejects all that God has created and done. God is a he. He is our Father. That is biblical. We are his children. We are sons and daughters of an almighty God. He loves us. Male and female created he them. Is that as biblical as it gets? They're trying to take the he away from God. Now, by the way, it naturally is a consequence. If you've got a father, you've got a mother. But I digress. I'm just telling you, they're trying to destroy every vestige of Christianity they can on this altar of division. Mutual destruction is what I think that is happening here. We've got to be wise enough. We've got to be Christian enough. We've got to be humble but insistent enough to never let that happen. I'm telling you right now, it is about God, family, and country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It is about the principles of repentance and forgiveness. And those are the Christian principles that have healing in their wings because of the atonement of Christ and have opportunity for solutions going forward. Will we embrace the truth? Because the truth shall make us free. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. If you can help donate today, would you please? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.